farmers are being considered normally, or naturally, the National Party's constituency. That's true today.
I think working around New Zealand, working with a lot of farmers over the last couple of months, there's a significant amount of support there for the National Government and for the coming election. The biggest issue that they face, and they're starting to recognise it, is the emissions trading scheme. And what is becoming very evident is the ETS, as passed by Labor, won't survive after the election. You will either end up with a National Government and will modify it to make it significantly better for farmers, or you'll end up with a Labor Greens government. And it's clear from the comments from Mr. Russell Norman, they don't think the current ETS is tough enough on farmers and would make it even worse.
I guess the question is, with the current ETS, it's taxpayers that subsidise the emissions coming out of the dairy sector, not the beef or sheep sector, because there's no increase there. So why is it that taxpayers should be subsidising the greenhouse emissions coming from the dairy sector, which is how the current ETS is set up? That doesn't seem to make sense to me.
And the problem is, if we establish an ETS that is significantly harder than any other farmer in the world faces, we'll simply shift production from New Zealand to countries like Uruguay. That'll do nothing for the New Zealand economy.
How far down the track are you with developing your alternative?
A lot of work still to be done. We sat through the select committee process and watched the way the government rammed it through with no consideration at all to submissions that came from the likes of Federated Farmers, but a huge amount of work to do after the election if we're successful.
So, David, I mean, is the ETS going to survive a National Party government? I mean,
yes, we've been absolutely upfront, and
Jeanette Simons
had a discussion with John Key the other day. The ETS will survive. There will be an emissions trading scheme, but it won't be one that's completely punitive to New Zealand farmers and chases production from New Zealand shores to other countries. That will achieve nothing for global warming.
So the problem is that if we keep increasing our greenhouse emissions, then we're already seen as a global laggard. Then it becomes a real problem for us, doesn't it?
What we've got to do is do what's economically achievable as well. And with the current ETS, which you intend to make even more stringent on farmers, doesn't recognise the economic imperatives. It only attempts to balance our greenhouse gas emissions, and that's illogical.
Well, climate change is a key environmental issue.
Absolutely.
Our export markets are watching our performance on climate change.
Yes, we've certainly got to play our part.
And so if we don't play our part, then we'll be punished economically.
But if we play our part to the extent we take production from New Zealand to Uruguay, we're achieving nothing for global warming, and we're certainly achieving nothing for the New Zealand economy.
Nobody's talking about doing that.